This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Op Radio Disa en Kaapse Kansel, ons kondig Christus onbeskaamd. My naam is Anton Brink, saam met jou op die Grab and Go Breakfast. And now it's time to talk to Professor Dion Foster. He's from the Vrye Universiteit Amsterdam and also University Stellenbosch. Good morning and welcome.
Anton, goeiemorgen, goeiemorgen, goeiemorgen. Het is een heel mooie zomersdag in Amsterdam.
Oh, it's raining here. It's quite wet and cold.
It's also raining in Amsterdam.
Oh.
That's what it means to be a summer's day. No, it's not too bad here, Anton, but we've thankfully had a bit of rain. Can you believe it that this week they announced that we are facing a drought in the Netherlands?
My goodness.
Can you believe it? So we haven't had too much rain this summer. We've actually had an amazing summer. But you know, the challenge is when the ground starts drying out, the dikes that need this water, you know, when the water level drops, they start to crack so that when it rains, it can cause some floods. So they've been asking us to consume water carefully so that we don't end up with floods later in the year. Isn't the world a strange place?
Yeah, very.
Well, Anton, I want to talk a little bit today about who has influenced you. Now, think about that for a moment. I'm at the stage in my academic career where I spend a lot of my time writing what are known as Festschrift articles. So the word Festschrift is a German word, and it literally means a celebration, a feast. And a Schrift, of course, means to write something. And at this stage in my career, I'm in my mid-50s. Many of the sort of senior colleagues that I've known are now retiring or, you know, reaching these milestone birthdays, 65, 70. So I spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, these senior colleagues. I wrote, you know, something for, well, actually, I mustn't mention it because they're surprises. But, you know, it's interesting when I think about these senior colleagues and how, you know, their way of reading the scriptures, of relating to Christ, of thinking about the church and the world, how that has influenced me. Now, of course, that's in a sort of professional sense. But Anton, I'm sure most of us, when we think about who has influenced our lives, we're thinking about parents, teachers. For those of us who've been married a long time, maybe it's our spouse, our neighbors, perhaps. And of course, all of those things are true to an extent. But you know what I'm realizing is that there is something that's even more pervasive that seems to be shaping the ways in which we think and make sense of ourselves. And of course, what I'm talking about here is the influences of things like social media, the news that we consume, the political debates that happen all around us, advertising. I see here in Europe, for example, bell bottoms are back. Well, not bell bottoms, but pants that are as wide as the heavens are, you know. And I think just 3 or 4 years ago, everyone was wearing skinny jeans, you know. But all of these things shape us. And of course, they also shape not only what we desire and what we want and what we think is beautiful and right and good, but also our fears and our anxieties. And this Sunday, actually, I'm going to be preaching in my local congregation here in Amsterdam, in Baumbrugge. And I'm going to be focusing on Romans chapter 12, the first five verses. And there's that very well-known verse in there where Paul says to the church in Rome, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. It's a very well-known scripture, and I've spent a lot of time thinking about that. Now, what's interesting for me is if you look at the passage, Paul isn't saying to the Christians, I want you to try harder. What he's basically doing is he's saying, let's get behind one step even before we start acting. Let's begin to think about our minds, the thing that shapes how we see reality, that shapes what we do with our time and our energy. And in preparing for the sermon, I came across a beautiful story from a friend of mine, Paul Duke. He was a minister in Ann Arbor in Michigan. He's now retired. And he told this beautiful little story of a little boy who learned to walk on his hands and knees. So when he grew up, instead of walking upright like the rest of us, he walked around on his hands and knees. So that meant that he saw flowers from a different angle. He looked butterflies in the eye. He experienced the world differently. But you can imagine for his parents, you know, they were horrified by this. They thought, oh my goodness, our son is not normal. So they took him to specialists and, you know, to all sorts of physiotherapists. And eventually they taught him to walk like everyone else. And he became what his parents described as normal. He saw exactly what everyone else saw. And they thought, well, mission accomplished. But in the years that followed, they realized that something precious about him had been lost because he had been conformed to the standards of the world rather than the unique standard to which he'd been created. So Anton, I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, I think for many of us, we tend to be conformed by the standards of those around us, how we live, what we spend our money on, what we drive, what we think the good life looks like. And Paul says to us, do not be conformed any longer. Now, just one little interesting fact here is in our English Bibles, and I should have looked at the Afrikaans, certainly in the Dutch, it's more or less the same. It says, do not be conformed any longer to this world. But in the Greek New Testament, the original language, it actually says something slightly different. It says, do not be conformed to this age. So not world, but age. And what's interesting about that is that if we read the Greek New Testament, it's saying the problem is not creation. It's not that creation is bad. The problem is the spirit of our age. It's the idols of our generation. It's those blind spots, those things that form us in our lives. And what Paul is saying is be careful that you don't allow the spirit of the age, the way in which people think about things, to form you in its image. Rather, he says, as Christians, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I think a lot of the struggles that I face are often because I'm comparing myself to others. I'm being conformed to the spirit of the age. I'm thinking, well, I'm not good enough, or I won't have enough when I retire, or, you know, my family isn't quite the way that others are. And that fear begins to take over. So maybe just to leave this with others today, maybe you've needed to hear this message. I certainly needed to hear it for myself, to say, renew my mind in the pattern of Christ, and don't just be transformed into what every other person is, but rather begin to see the world through the eyes of Christ. And if you're a little bit different, maybe that's not a bad thing. I had a professor when I was a student, Margaret Donaldson, and she was rather eccentric, you know. Anton, on her last day when she retired, she came to university wearing pink slippers and a pink bathrobe. And she once said, if you reach 65 and you're not a little bit eccentric, your yeast hasn't risen. And I think that's true. So be a little bit who you are. Be the very best you that you can be. And let Christ use that to bring blessing to you and to others.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You mentioned skinny jeans a couple of minutes ago. You know, I tried wearing skinny jeans once, but I couldn't pull them off. I just couldn't pull
them off. That's a dad joke. Yeah, That's a dad joke.
It is a dad joke, I know. Thank you very much.
It's a beauty.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Anton. Bless you. Bye. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.